Just 8 years old, with a flour sack cape tied all around his neck. He climbed up on the garage. He was figuring what the heck. He screwed his courage up so tight, the whole thing come unwound. A running start, bless his heart, he headed for the ground. 'Cause he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms, hold your breath, always trust your cape. La da da dee, la dee dee dum, la da dee 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 dum dee dee. Well, he's all growed up with the flour sack cape tied all around his dreams. Well, he is full of piss and vinegar, and he's busting at the seams. He lifts his finger, then he checks the wind. This time it's do or die. And he ain't scared of nothing, boys. He's pretty sure he can fly. 'Cause he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms, hold your breath, always trust your cape. La da da dee, la dee dee dum, la da dee 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 dum dee dee. Well, he's old and gray with the flour sack cape tied all around his head. He's still jumping off that garage, and he will be till he's dead. All the people in town just laughed at him, said he's acting like a kid. He did not know that he could not fly. So he did, 'cause he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms and hold your breath, and always trust your cape. Yes, he's one of those who knows that life is just a leap of faith. Spread your arms, hold your breath, always trust your cape. Just spread your arms, hold your breath, and always trust your cape.
That was the one and only legendary Bob Moore.
Legendary. Thanks, Raleigh.
The legendary Bob Moore.
That was a little ditty by written by Guy Clark.
Okay.
Called Always Trust Your Cape. I always kind of like that one. It's kind of a song that, you know, it gives me a hope and faith through life. You know, just take it all in stride and don't lose your dream.
Yeah, so, really beautiful lyrics.
Thank you.
And quite a blessing on this frosty, blustery day.
Yeah, it was interesting driving over here, Raleigh.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, for anybody out there, definitely stay safe. And, you know, I think that's the appropriate music to really feel good and be in the moment. So, Bob, most people know you as an actor here locally.
Yep.
Been in a lot of productions with a lot of different theater companies.
A lot of different theater companies here throughout the valley and actually the state of Colorado. You know, I've been very, very lucky to be cast in some wonderful productions. So when people, you know, I guess think of saying, oh, you know, we're going to go see Bob Moore tonight. Well, they're thinking I'm going to actually be in a show, you know, actual theater production.
Mm-hmm.
But the cabaret I've got coming up is a little bit different.
Right, and it's titled The Other Side of Me.
Yes, The Other Side of Me. I've mentioned to you a little bit earlier before the show started that I've actually been singing folk songs and playing the guitar longer than I've been acting. So I originally picked up the guitar. I think my first one was when I was about 11 years old and started messing around with it, you know, and started learning songs that my mother liked, some old cowboy tunes, you know, and those kind of things. And then kind of got into, in the 60s, got into the folk music scene and just really, really enjoyed what those songs had to say about, you know, just the stories about people and the stories about the times and the positive change that they helped implement. So
That's and it stuck with me. I've just continued to do that and have branched out into a little bit more what I call Americana type stuff. Doesn't necessarily have to be folk music, protest music, you know. So
right.
I'm really drawn to songs that tell stories. So,
and how has the relationship between your acting and your playing of the guitar, how has that been?
You know, I think the only time I have ever played the guitar on stage when I was actually in a show was when I did Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music.
Okay.
And I did Edelweiss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's I think that's the only time I've ever actually played guitar on stage when I was actually acting. And I've done a lot of musical theater, so I've done a lot of singing. But it's really interesting here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Recently, other than probably maybe four or five shows, it's all been comedies or dramas. There's been no music involved in it at all.
Mm.
No.
And nonetheless, on the side, I imagine music is sort of another expression that maybe isn't tied up with some of the same pressures or emotions as the piece you're going to perform on stage.
And yeah, playing the guitar and singing is a release for me. It's relaxing for me. And, you know, it's also one of those things that, you know, I've never been interested in pursuing professionally, as it were. You know, it's something that I do for my own enjoyment and for my family and my friends if they come over. Mm-hmm. And, but somebody says, hey, Bob, you want to pick up the guitar and play? I go, sure, I'd like to do that.
And have you done any foray into writing songs?
I have written a couple of songs. And it's really interesting that you should ask that, Raleigh. I'm going to be doing one of my originals in the cabaret itself. I don't think I'll do it today here for you because I want it to be a surprise
keep it
for
a surprise.
That. But I have, when I was, right after I graduated from high school, I was singing in a group with another gentleman, and his name was Steve Simpson, and another girl that went to school with us. And we did quite a bit of writing that summer, the other, Steve Simpson and I did. And that's been my only foray into it. And I think the main reason is because there are so many wonderful singer-songwriters out there. And all you have to do is, you know, turn on the radio or go pick up an album or a CD. And there are innumerable songs that speak to me emotionally, you know, mm-hmm. and just from a melodic standpoint, that I just think they're wonderful. And I think, well, why do I want to write a song? Look at all these. I'll just learn that one.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my approach to it.
Oh, absolutely. And all those stories worth sharing and,
yeah.
and what each person, I think, individually finds in them too is
yeah.
is unique. So the cabaret is on Monday
mm-hmm.
and it's at Thunder River Theater.
Yeah. 7:30.
7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Important details. And it's not your first at Thunder River Theater. This will be the second.
Second one. Yeah. I did one where I did, it was kind of a two act cabaret. And the first act was a lot of Broadway tunes that I have done on stage or, some other, fun little ditties where I really wanted to do the song and I've never had a chance to. So, you know, that's a perfect venue to do something like that. And then the second half of it, I decided to go ahead and pick my guitar up and sing some songs. And it was interspersed with quite a few vaudeville. I got started doing, not actual vaudeville because I'm not quite that old, but I did get started doing theater at a melodrama house down in Golden. And they, after the melodramas were over, they had what was called a vaudeville review. So a lot of fun songs with twists, you know, making fun of lyrics, you know, and those kind of things. So, you know, I did that and it was well received and I just had a tremendous time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when Thunder River Theater got back with me and said, hey, Bob, would you be interested in doing another cabaret? I said, you bet. But this time I'd like to show the other side of me, the mm-hmm. folk singer, the old folky. So
I imagine even, you know, having acted so much, you probably get a little bit nervous before going on stage
and
probably even more so when it's something vulnerable, like a sharing of the folk music you love and
yeah.
your own original song.
Yeah, the neat thing about, you know, I mentioned a little bit earlier that you know, I've had no desire, really none. And that's, I'm not, you know, telling a story there. That I have no desire to pursue it professionally. It's something I do to relax and play for my own enjoyment and enjoyment of the people that around me that I love. So I do get nervous, and it's also one of those things where, you know, I probably don't play as often as I should. And there's a standing joke between my wife, Wendy, and I that, you know, I really get into a song and I'm going great guns. Mm-hmm. You know, I forget the lyrics. You know, so, you know, hope I don't do that today, you know, and I'm certainly not going to do that Monday, but you never know, yeah. You know, and you just have to roll with it, you know, and
that's when it becomes your own.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. The, you know, and the thing about live performance that I've also found in theater is, you know, every performance is different. And the reasons you don't hear mistakes on CDs and recordings, mm-hmm. is because they take them out, you know, so it's... I've known very few live performers that that don't have to have some. Well, they have to have some kind of extemporaneous moment, probably. Mm-hmm. So, it's fun.
And who are some of the artists that you most feel inspired by or like to learn their
songs?
You know,
I think the guy that has touched me probably the most from a musical standpoint and. You know, storytelling standpoint is probably Harry Chapin. I like a lot of his stuff. And the second one would be Noel Paul Stuckey, Paul from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Mm-hmm. Tremendous songwriter and a tremendous entertainer. I've had the great good fortune to see him a number of times in concert. You know, John Denver has great stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a... I think he's passed on now, but there was a wonderful singer-songwriter out of Texas called Steve Frumholz, who wrote some tremendous storytelling songs about you know, the Badlands of Texas and the Hill Country of Texas and then Kansas and Nebraska. Just wonderful songs that told stories, you know, so that's kind of what I like. That kind of stuff. And then, you know, the old tried and true Bob Dylan, another guy that's really, you know, been important to me throughout my life. I don't know. That's quite a few of them. Most of the folk genre, you know, I really enjoy. I mean, I name female artists, Joan Baez, Judy Collins. They, you know, I've enjoyed songs by all of them. So...
You brought up protest music in the 60s and how folk music really held that role. And I mean, all kinds of genres, but it's an interesting relationship, I think, behind social movements and maybe some of the more difficult truths to speak, the words that we can't find, but the way that songs can really bring people together.
They have the ability to... mobilize people and change the course of history if right. they're allowed to.
It's like they evoke a common feeling that people can share into.
Yeah.
Well, is there any other song that you'd like to perform
songs that you know, speak to social change? Mm-hmm. Sure, this is one written in I think the mid to early 60s by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
The times are changing. Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Oh, your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorways, don't block out the halls. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. Oh, there's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Now the line it is drawn, the curse it is cast.
and the slow ones now will later be last, as the present now will later be past. Oh, the order is rapidly fading, and the first ones now will later be last, for the times, they are a-changing.
That's just three short verses of that song. It has a number, you know, a number more of them, but
yeah,
I'll give a little bit of a hint and a secret to the people who want to, if they have a chance to come on Monday night. I'm starting the cabaret off with that song.
Okay.
And I'm not letting them off the hook because I'm making them sing with me.
Oh, good.
Especially the verse about come senators, congressmen, because I think that's still really relevant.
Yeah. So, you know, I see a lot of those songs coming back and as relevant as ever.
Yes. Yes. Which is really interesting because you think, you know, if they've done their duty in change from, you know, 5 decades ago, why is it we have to bring it back? You know, mm-hmm. That might be the closest to a political rant I get with you. So that's
great. Well, we'll take it. Bob Moore, once again, performing at Thunder River Theater on Monday. And Another Side of Me is the name of this cabaret. I liked the descriptor Devo, too. Not the Diva, Devo.
Yeah. I don't know why they call me a Devo, because, you know, I'm relatively secure in my, you know, my masculinity. They can call me a diva.
Sure.
You know,
diva, yeah. Bob Moore. at Thunder River Theater. So thank you for coming in. Is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Not really, Raleigh. I appreciate having you let me come over and do this. You know, I like to sing my guitar, and I like to play folk music and have people, you know, partake of some of the feeling that it gives me. So
absolutely.
I'd like to encourage everybody to come on over.
What a great opportunity. If you've seen him acting and you want to get to know Bob's vulnerable, I imagine you at home with your family playing these
Plus
songs.
I tell some pretty good stories.
Okay. So, well, thank you so much, Bob. We might have enough time for one more short song if you like to play one, or we can roll with something.
I think we can go ahead and roll. So.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on Monday.
You got it, Raleigh.